And so how long have you been painting for now and drawing? Because you do
full-time?
Yeah.
Like 2 years or 19 months.
God.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And so it was funny, you said to me, you went to the National School of Art, is that right?
Or,
and you were a terrible student.
Yeah. I am, still I am, yeah. Before I was working in a airline.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, as sales.
Yeah.
And I hated it. I mean, I enjoyed it at the beginning, but I was just stuck doing something that it wasn't fulfill my life. I was, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then I met my partner, and I got pregnant. He started a new business, and I thought, you know what, this is my chance. I want to do art. I want to follow this. I had it from when I was 19, but it didn't happen because I was just too scared, or someone put that fear into me, and then, you know, that happened. But then I thought that was my, that's it. I need to do it.
Yeah.
And lots of friends, are you okay? Are you like, yeah. Shh, shh, quiet. And I just jump in. And then, because, you know, what's the scariest thing that I've done in my life? Okay, what is it? It was a question for myself. What is it? Oh, well, I threw myself from Chile back in a country that I don't know the language. I mean, what else can I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
If it doesn't work out, okay. I just go back to the airline with a happy attitude. But I need to try this because we only live once.
We do.
And then I went first to TAFE.
Yep.
Because I needed, it's the paperwork. Because I wasn't finished. I'm Australian. But I didn't finish high school here, so it's just the paperwork that I needed to do TAFE first and then jumping into the National Art School.
Yeah.
So I went to TAFE, and then at the end, I went part-time.
Okay.
So at the end of the year, because I wanted to do this, to do it right, okay, but still I was with, you know, lots of people, oh, are you sure? Like, you studied so many years, doing this and that, and now it's something different. They wanted the best for me, but no, be quiet. I need to do this. And at the end of the year, in TAFE, they do an exhibition at the dining center. So my teacher says to me, okay, what's your work? We in half an hour, we're going over there. So give me something. And I don't have anything. But I remember that morning that I was looking at Picasso, like the kiss, and I looked at it and I studied it. I love him. I love his mind. I love what he did, this line, what he went down there. Oh, I love it. And then, I don't know, I think I started, I was just staring at that picture for quite a long time. And then the only thing that I had, it was just a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cotton, you know, and my teacher was okay, come on Claudia, we're leaving. And I had a charcoal, I think, or ink, something.
Yeah.
And then I did the, you know, like
the one my line.
Lovers. My lovers.
Yeah.
And then okay, I got this. And she's like, okay, that's nice. So we put it back. And then people start ringing me, but a lot. And then I had to do another one and then replace it. And I love when I went there just to replace the artwork that was just taken.
Yeah.
And there were like amazing artists all around, like beautiful art, you know, but they were staring at mine. And that, woman. And then I opened my Instagram and everything went like very
crazy. If you could give 30-year-old Claudia some advice, what would it be?
Do what you want. Yeah. Do what you want. Nobody's stopping you. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. This is just one life.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Throw yourself. Do it. That's it. And don't, are you crying for a boy? Are you serious? Don't. That's yourself. Stand up.
Get on with
get
it.
Get on. Plenty of fishes.
Oh my God, Claudia, yeah. It has been so lovely talking with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.